SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have everybody with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Dodgers-Mets, game 3, NLCS. 2-0 Dodgers, top 3. And once again, trouble on the bases for Luis Severino. First and second, nobody out.
Yeah.
And we'll see if the Dodgers can extend.
What's the total?
Right now, 7.5, same as the pregame, Joe. 7.5, but my juice to the over, -140 to the over, is the live total.
I'm surprised you didn't take your guy Muncy tonight.
I thought about it.
What about Lindor at 7.50?
Oh, live? Because he just had an at-bat. So you'd have to get... You know what, Joe? My thing with playing those live, it's so hard to do it over the course of a game with four or five at-bats.
Especially
you're already chopping two at-bats out that he's had. And I get it, 750. He was 425 before the game, and now you're getting 750. But this ain't easy, especially in the postseason for these guys to hit long balls. So. On a cold fall night.
Yeah, well, plus it's, sixth inning on, you start to get with the managerial, you pull the pitcher every other play.
Yes.
Every other at bat, the lefty comes in, the righty comes in, the righty comes in, the lefty comes
so,
in.
Sometimes that works, Joe, and sometimes it doesn't. You know, sometimes you're able to get with some of that, but sometimes that does backfire on these guys. So Muncy's up now with first and second and one out. And he just laced one to right field, Joe. Now, this is not going to score a run, but now it'll be bases loaded with one out. So bases loaded, one out, and I believe Teoscar Hernandez coming up for the Dodgers in this spot. And the Met bullpen is working with Tyler Megill out there throwing. Okay, Joe, we'll do the SGP later. Let me run through some things with you college-wise, because as you said, this is a big week. Another big week, back-to-back huge weeks in college football because you do have this SEC huge doubleheader. I mean, even if you were just getting locked in with those two games on Saturday, it's enormous with Alabama, Tennessee.
There's three.
Now, hold on a second. I know. God forbid we don't put the LSU-Arkansas game into the equation. But honestly, it's not – that game is not on the same level as Alabama, Tennessee, and Georgia, Texas. It's just not this week.
I know.
It's a second-tier game, Joe. It's a second-tier game.
Arkansas coming out of a bye week, though. Coming out of a bye week.
Maybe that's, I don't know. It sounds like you're already on LSU. Sounds like you're dropping the crumbs. Here we go. Tiger football. And I'll say this. Your boy the Lane train last week. We'll start here.
My boy? Let me tell you, I had Ajita the whole game, watched the whole game standing up.
That was completely gutless. They had four chances to end that game. I mean, Gable just needed to get a stop on fourth down on a bunch of times, and he couldn't get it. Let's the kid score. And then the mighty, with a mighty Rebel offense, couldn't sniff anything in that overtime. Really couldn't sniff anything in the second half.
Somebody seems a little bitter because
it was there, Joe. All you needed was a stop. Just against that hump Nussmeier. All you needed was a stop, and it would have been over.
He completed 47% of his passes for 337, Three tutties. Anderson, 47%. Touchdown.
That's not one to pump up. 47% completion is not pumping it up.
I told you, he's like Brett Favre. You take the high highs, the low lows, and in the end, as long as you win games, you got it. He's got great pocket presence. He's shifting with his legs. He steps up. He finds Kyren Lacy. The little bit, the pump fake. Oh, and I'll just say this, Carver, okay?
Yeah.
That defense is flying to the football.
Yeah, they're going to lose to Arkansas on Saturday night. So they'll lose to Arkansas.
You and a lot of so-called sharps on the West Coast liked them. So now I know I have a shot. Who knows? Could be the crypto fire hydrant special. Could be. You never know.
You said, didn't you say it was, you did say it was a home dog, right? You said it was a home dog was the firefighter, fire engine crypto special?
No, I said that was the game of the year. The pumpkin spice underdog. Pumpkin spice underdog game of the year. And I never put these out before, prior to week 10 in college football. Fans are getting these in week number 8. It's very rare. It's almost like, it's like a solar eclipse that happens, right, like this. But sometimes the stars align, and that's it. Him. They're going to have to put in a promo code. They're going to get the text message, okay? Could be Energy Joker. Could be the Energy Joker. Could be the
Energy here's Joker. The thing.
Could be the promo code.
Enough with LSU, because to be quite honest with you, they're not going to make the playoff anyway, because they're going to lose at least one or two more of these games.
Wait a second.
They could lose this week. They could lose the Alabama game. They're going to lose a couple more games. So they're already finished. Yeah,
it all figured out. I tell you, you have a chart and graph behind you. You have a little chart and graph on the whiteboard.
Right over here, I got the whiteboard out. LSU finished is what I have it up there as.
Is that what you got?
Finished.
You got any snacks? I feel like I need a cheese board. You got
when
anything
they lose
in front
to,
of you?
When they lose to Arkansas this week, will you say they're finished when they get their second loss against Arkansas?
It all depends. I'm not going to answer that. I'm not going to. You know they're wearing all road whites. I tweeted out the wounds.
You tweet out all the uniforms. I saw they ran.
Did
out
you see Illinois going back to Red Grange? They're going.
I
back
sent that to
Red
you.
Grange. Oh, you sent that to me. That's right.
I sent it.
Yeah,
to you.
Red Grange,
Illinois,
leather helmets.
Illinois uniforms.
Are they gonna wear leather helmets too? Altmaier? Maybe they can get smashed by Michigan on the road.
Probably. So Alabama and Tennessee are going to play here, of course, third Saturday in October. Alabama, once again, unimpressive and really could have lost. How about the kid on South Carolina? How about the kid on South Carolina? The two-point conversion, Joe. The kid's running to the corner wide open, and he threw it 15 rows into the seats.
Lenore Stellis. Kid's a complete hack. He got a Lamborghini, though, I think.
Tennessee, not impressive either. They lost Arkansas and then had to go to overtime against the Gators, who suck. So this Alabama-Tennessee game, Joe, both these teams have not played well going into this game.
No, but Alabama's won 16 of the last 17 meetings, Carver. I mean, you know, the only time that Tennessee won was 2 years ago in Neyland Stadium with Hendon Hooker
got it done that day. That was a wild. What was that, 51-49 or something like that?
52-49.
Hendon
Hooker. Big game for your, hang on, big game in the Big Ten with your boy Cignetti taking on Rule. Battle of bragging rights here.
Taking on Nebraska. Yeah. Big noon kickoff in Bloomington.
I tell you what, no shot. There's no shot Indiana can lose that. No shot. None.
Oh, you're going to go after them again this week?
There's no shot. Maybe it's the pumpkin spice special. Maybe.
I know one thing. Yeah. That game's just like every other Indiana game this year. That game's going over. It's like every other Indiana game.
They have a home field advantage in that joint.
Oh, they Bloomington. Do. You're going to see it this week. The kids are out in Bloomington.
They actually know they play football there.
Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Bottom three at Citi Field. The Mets did get the leadoff man on here. Vientos hit a little fly ball out to right. Betts almost made a great catch on it, but he did not bring it in. Ooh. So he got on, and then Nimmo hit a liner to short. And now Alonso, did he get it, Joe? Did he get enough?
Did Alonso?
Oh, right to the wall. Right to the wall he hit it to. So everyone got up. They thought he might have got it, but he did not. So two outs as he takes a slow walk back to the dugout after that. So they'll have one more crack here in the top of the third. What did you think of the end of the Oregon-Ohio State game with Howard?
Great.
I know everyone is basically making Lanning out to be a genius with the 12 men on the field and all that. Blah, 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 blah. I thought that Howard and Day and Ohio State were embarrassing with how they handled the clock, not just in the last 6 seconds where he decides to run up the middle when he has absolutely no time to do that at all. I thought that entire last possession, Joe, they screwed with the clock and they deserved exactly what they got at the end.
I agree, and I'll just say this. I don't think in a big game you want Ryan Day coaching. The little nuances, he does look like he's been born on third base, and Harbaugh was probably right about that, because the in-game adjustments, it's like Ryan Day and Lincoln Riley are the same coach, right? Like, in-game adjustment, I really say that, though. I know Ryan Day made it to a natty, but let's be honest, though, no? I mean, he struggles. He struggled in that game in the semifinal playoff game with Georgia, with Stroud. He clearly had the better quarterback in that game, and he couldn't pull it out, right? He plays for the field goal. You knew why play? Like, I don't understand. You want to play for the field goal, right? But you were in striking distance. And he's, how do you not throw a pass? I don't understand. How do you not throw a pass?
It does that play with 6 seconds left has got to be 10 yards to the sideline. Bang. You can't scramble up the middle on that play. You just can't. They wasted so much time. It was awful. They did a pathetic job. With
I
all
thought
of
it was
a
great, great game by Dylan Gabriel, though. Nobody's talking about that kid.
Well, he played great, and now I think people are because he's second in the Heisman odds now. He moved up past Cam Ward. He moved now. That's a whole nother debate. I'm sure we're going to talk about this a lot over the next month and a half, Joe, and that's this kid Genty on Boise State. He's going to have some really silly video game numbers by the time this is all done, unless he gets hurt or slows down or something happens. And this is going to really challenge what I believe this award has become. And you know, I've cried about this for a while. The Heisman Trophy has become an MVP award. It is no longer given to the best player in college football. It used to be that, but it has not been that over the last 20 years. Will that
Who would
change
you give
this
it to?
Year? Will it change? Well, looking, There's still some time here, Joe. Who's going to finish the year undefeated? Who's going to do that? If you go by the numbers and you go by the performance on the field, if this kid's got 2,600 yards rushing and 30 touchdowns and Boise gets the group of five shot in the playoff and they're the, one of the teams that gets in, is he going to get it? Are they going to give it to him?
Yeah. Are you kidding? Ashton Genty.
I don't know. Now, you look at, we did this on Coast to Coast. We had the numbers of the last three Heisman winners, which are Henry, Ingram, and Reggie Bush. I mean, running backs. The last three running backs to win the Heisman.
Yeah.
Through six games, this kid has double what all three of them had through their first six games. Yards, touchdowns, all that. But they played for Alabama and USC, and he plays for Boise State. So
that's another factor. Do they have
any marquee game left, Joe, that's even remotely? Like,
no.
They must just have Mountain. No. UNL. No. Well, how about Friday night with UNL? That's next Friday night, right? They're off this week. Next Friday night, they're in Vegas against UNLV. Ashton Gentry. They have San Diego State, Nevada, San Jose State, Wyoming, and Oregon State. Yeah, it's going to be very interesting, Joe, because let's just say, let me throw you an example. Let's say Oregon finishes undefeated with Dylan Gabriel. Yeah. Let's say Miami finishes undefeated with Cam Ward, because Cam Ward's put huge numbers up. I don't think people think Miami, because of how the close calls they had, will actually get there undefeated. But let's say they did. Will they throw the kids' video game numbers to the side because those two quarterbacks went undefeated in Power 4 conference?
Yes.
I agree with you. I don't think they should, but they will. They will throw his numbers to the side and give it to one of the quarterbacks.
And he'll be invited, and he'll probably come in third like Jonathan Taylor rushing for 2,000 yards 5 years ago.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily right, but I think that's precisely what's going to happen.
Ashton Gentry.
Now I could have used a little more against Hawaii on Saturday night. I mean,
27 carved.
That game didn't even get close to the total.
What happened,
Joe?
To
total
Hawaii
was like
over. Everything's an under with this.
That used to be a great bailout blowout play. That over late night on the islands in Hawaii.
Not anymore.
And now they've not anymore. Now it's like they're just not even fun to watch. These Hawaii games. Like, where's the excitement? Can we get some athletes in there, Joe? Could we get some guys who could score some points with the Hawaii team? Unbelievable. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. I have a lot of base runners in this baseball game so far, but not a lot of runs. Still just 2-0 Dodgers in the top of the fourth. It seems like there's been two or three guys on base every single inning. I mean, do we need that? Do you see what Fox is putting up? I don't know if Joe's even watching this.
I am watching, but
they put like a little thing on the side. Joe's got to go find another stadium to put up behind
There we
him.
Go. Yeah.
And he's, they put like a bio. Ohtani up in two batters. Like they had like a little thing they put up. Two hitters away. Like stay here if you were about to leave.
So,
you know,
so everything is the Ohtani watch? I'd be upset if I was a Mets fan, no?
That would probably irk me a little bit too if they did that. But I, you know, they want to keep people tuned in, Joe. They want to make sure that you know that Ohtani's coming up soon. Yeah,
so it's all about Ohtani and not about the Mets, the Cinderella kids.
He's must-watch TV.
But is he really?
Well, it depends on who you ask. All right, let me blow through some of these, Joe. There's a lot of stuff we haven't discussed. Texas embarrassed Oklahoma. I don't even think that's worth a lot of our time, to be quite honest with you. Oklahoma sucks. Let's just call it like it is. I was very upset that USC choked that game away. To Penn State.
They had
the game, and they let Franklin and Penn State off the hook and let them come back in that game. And Lincoln Riley completely blowing that game, Joe. Blew the game.
I said this. His biggest win is the LSU game since he's been there.
Definitely. I agree. Yeah.
No, I'm saying, what has he won? No Pac-12 championship, no marquee, you know. He didn't knock off Alabama. He didn't bring a college football playoff appearance. What has Lincoln Riley done in USC? He had the number one draft pick and couldn't win anything with him. And they're going to say, oh, wow, she got hurt against Cam Rising. But when you had him in against Tulane, you lost that game too. So what are we talking about here?
It's true. I think it's time to have they start having some real discussions there. Me
not,
and you
not real
both...
discussions, but I'm just saying he needs to be called out. Like we look at him as this marquee coach.
When I say real discussions, I just mean what a waste of money we've done here. Like, what have we spent all this money on him?
$12 million, Carver. $12 million.
That has not panned out for the people at USC. That's for sure. Me and you were both on Arizona at Provo against BYU, and it was a game for like 2.5 quarters, and then Arizona let go of the rope, and BYU took care of business after that, Joe. You buying in yet here for Sataki? I mean, 6-0. What do they got
Friday
left
night,
here?
Oak State.
Friday
Oak
night,
State.
And they don't lose it all. So you're going to probably take the 9.5 with Oklahoma State on Friday night, I'd have to guess. That
seems
sounds
fishy.
Like
a... Seems fishy. Because this
seems
game
fishy
last
about
year,
it?
Well, this was the game last year that Oklahoma State clinched the Big 12 to get to the Big 12 championship. And they fell behind by like 24 points in the first half. And then Ollie Gordon took it over. Could be a big Ollie Gordon game.
If they win this game, Joe, on Friday night, and they get to 7-0, they got a legit shot to play in at minimum the Big 12 title game for a chance to get in the playoff. Home Oklahoma State.
Mm-hmm.
At UCF, okay?
Not
UCF
easy,
stinks,
but
UCF stinks.
AJ got hurt. Good.
You've watched UCF the past couple weeks. They suck. Now, this is their toughest one. They're home at Utah for the Holy War. Okay, now that's obviously going to be difficult, but I'm saying if they can navigate that, then they have Kansas at home, stink, at Arizona State, which obviously now is probably a little bit tougher than people thought it was going to be. And then home Houston. So, you know, they got some of the bottom of the Big 12 there with Houston and Kansas and even UCF because Jefferson's hurt. You know, if they could just get one of those out of Utah and Arizona State, they're going to be 11-1, and they're probably going to play in the title game, right? It's the two best records that right now it's
Texas
them,
Tech is
not Iowa
tough.
State. And Texas Tech are all 3-0.
I'm nervous about the Texas Tech game this week. 6.5-point home favorites.
Home against Baylor? No sweat. No sweat for them this week. Easy for McGuire.
That's
on the card.
Me.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159 here on the grid. You know, the Texas Tech schedule too, Joe, they're 3-0 in conference. Home for Baylor. At TCU, at Iowa State, which obviously is a big one if they can win the next couple weeks, home Colorado, at Oak State, home West Virginia. So all these teams that are 3-0 right now, what does Iowa State have? UCF, Texas Tech, Kansas, Cincinnati, Utah, and Kansas State. See, that Kansas State-Iowa State game, Joe, is the last week of the year. That's going to be a massive game. Massive.
Yeah,
game.
I mean,
Iowa
State plays UCF this week, right? That's tough. Is KJ playing? I don't think so, right? He's out.
That is Saturday night, yes, in Ames.
I don't
think they'd be two touchdown favorites if he was playing, to be quite honest with you. I don't think they'd be two touchdown favorites. So I would say that he's out for that game. What else did I want to get to you, Joe? You know, Pitt won, but they didn't cover. I know you know that very well. Pitt won, no cover, but they're 6-0.
Yeah, I mean, that Cal team refused to die, you know?
They're kind of like that every week now, Joe. They refuse to die. They're like that every week. We didn't get to mention this, but Friday night we were getting off right when that Arizona State-Utah game was about to start. Dillingham's got them well ahead of schedule with some of these wins that they've had this year. Arizona State's played well, and I know Rising's done for the year again. I cannot believe, Joe, that they're going to let that kid get another year, or shouldn't say kid anymore. They're going to let this guy get an eighth-year of eligibility.
About USC.
Well, I was going to say, I don't think it's going to be back at Utah. You saw that quote from Whittingham underneath, and he's like, yeah, you know, I guess we'll discuss it. I don't know how he feels about it. We can't keep doing this every year. I'm stunned to begin with that they're letting him have another year of eligibility, but I thought he'd go and probably play at some, I wouldn't even think a USC or a high level school. I figured he'd have to downgrade a little bit after not playing the last few years.
Yeah, he looked terrible. He looked slow. The throws had no juice on them. I don't know, Carver. You know,
he's finished,
I can just tell you this. KJ
Chopped.
KJ is not hurt. He got benched against Cincinnati, by the way.
Well, that's because the team sucks, Joe, and he has sucked. That's kind of what it comes down
Gus
to.
Gus Malzahn.
Okay, he
Big
stinks.
Gus.
He's just not good. Georgia really messed around, I thought. Well, like they were 30-point favorites, and they gave up 31 points. Mississippi State is pathetic. And that was a huge number. I know that you stumped for the old guard of the SEC probably this week, but you can't be feeling good about Georgia going into Austin on Saturday night against the Longhorns. You can't.
No? Could be the pumpkin spice underdog play of the week.
Well, I know you like doing this to me, so I'll do it to you. I'd stay away from that one if I were you, if that's the way that you're leaning. I'd stay away from that game.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think you want to be involved in that game. That game could be a smash special.
Smash special.
On Saturday night in Austin.
So the one game they lost quickly. One game they lost, right? Jalen Milroe made a ton of plays with his legs, right? Ton of plays, right? Quinn Ewers going to do that?
I don't know.
Quinn Ewers going to do that? Quinn
I'm
Ewers
sure.
going to run like Jalen Milroe? You know, no shot. No shot. Look at me. No shot. I'll tell you what. I might pull off the cloth now and just reveal that. This might be no need to wait to Friday. You know what? I'm going to give it the pumpkin spice, not one, but two underdogs this weekend that are going to be barking. No points. You won't even need them. Georgia outright. There's no Texas is not going to beat them. I'm going to say it now. No shot. No shot. I said it, not you. Half the pumpkin spice double parlay, double barrel special. The veiling's off, all right? Half of it's off. I'll give out another one on Friday night. This is right now unbelievable, a slash in prices. I've never done this. No shot. No shot. You and this Quinn Ewers, we're going to smash him with an anvil, okay? All right, you and your boy Sark. You're always backing Sark at big spots. Haven't played a big game yet.
I'm on the other side.
Good, I want you to be. All right, I'm just going to tell you this right now. They haven't faced a passing attack like this up until this point. Michael Hawkins and Oklahoma were averaging 169 yards on the ground. Dangerous Alex Orji and Davis Warren, you put them together. For five games, they couldn't throw for 100 yards. Don't start with me. Carson Beck, slice and dice. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to your boy, Chris Warren. That's a Longhorn fan. Yeah? I'm talking to everybody. Everybody. Where are you? Horns? Can I do the horns down on the show? Oh.
You get fined for doing that.
I did
it. Be careful. You get fined.
I did it.
Here.
What, you got fined? What, the conference is going to fine me?
The SEC allows it, right? The SEC doesn't have a problem with the horns down. They don't care. That was
do
the Big 12.
I thought they did.
No, they don't. They don't care about it. They said that at the media day. The Big 12 are the ones who had the big issue with the horns down. The SEC doesn't care. They let it go. Let it fly. Horns down. All right. Here's a few other ones, because when we come back, I want to do the SGP. Miami off a bye at Louisville this week. Tricky game for the Canes. Nooney's kick. No.
Smash job.
Wow.
Smash job. Smash.
How about that?
Could be a smash special. Double digit win. Shot out of a cannon. Double digit win.
I'm surprised. Okay, fine. If that's where you want to go with that. By the way, 7-3 FIU leads UTEP in probably the worst college football game.
Hey, and shout out to Monmouth for knocking off FIU this year.
I mean, I think I got that right. Did they? Yeah, they did. They lost 45-42 to Monmouth on September the 21st. Nice effort. Nice effort indeed. Tomorrow night, Joe, BC and Vatek, Thursday night game. Vatek minus 7.5.
Vatek, BC. I feel like this is a game that O'Brien covers, no?
I think so, too. I think
can
that's
they
a little,
win it outright?
A little too heavy, outright? I think. 7.5 is a little too heavy.
Can we win it outright is the question. Is that asking too much?
FSU Duke on Friday night, huh?
You know what? My midweek catalytic converter underdog special of the week. I know we're going head to head. You're taking Diaz. I'm taking Florida State to bounce back. 3.5? They got no shot. Malik Murphy, your guy, Malik Murphy, no shot. No shot.
Carver Lacy, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver Lacy, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. They're in the top of the fifth, Joe, at Citi Field, and Severino put a couple more guys on base, so Carlos Mendoza just went to get him. Still a 2-0 game. I believe Walker Buehler's done after four shutout innings. Threw about 90 pitches. They were giving him handshakes and showing guys warming up in the Dodger bullpen, so that might be a good thing for the Mets. Buehler has been awful, but he was good tonight for four innings, and the Dodgers will try to get some more outs from their pen beyond that. All right, Joe, we have the Saints and the Broncos Thursday night. Of course, you and the Syndicate will be on getting ready for that game. It's an ugly game. You've got two rookie quarterbacks with Nix and Rattler. You've got, the best defender. The Broncos have a good defense, but Sertan's not playing. I don't think the Saints' D is as good as everybody talked about earlier in the year. Now it sounds they're not going to have Shaheed either. Not going to have Olave. You know, there's a lot of things that are going to be out of the lineup
this
here for
under,
both of these teams.
This just got under, right, written all over it. This is going to be like a 17-13 game. We'll be lucky to get a touchdown.
36.5 is what it's sitting at right now. But we got to find something, Joe, to fill the SGP, which, by the way, as we know, I once again didn't get this week. I'm sure you did. I have been
We got an
cut
SGP
down on
here?
This stuff.
Hang on. My phone was charging. Hang on. I got to check. Hang on. Usually I get a notification on the SGP. Did I not get it, Carver? Did they finally cut me out?
Did they? You'd have to tell me.
I've gotten mixed reports
from all over. I've had some precincts report that they still get it. I've had others report that, like me, they don't get it. In either way, Joe, you could look for your token later. Let's try to build it because we're running out of time.
I don't think I have it, Carver. I think they chopped me.
What do you want to? What are you? Who do you want to key here in this game? Who do you want to? Who's the guy we're keying? Is it?
Oh no, I got it. No sweat, Paulie. I got it.
You know, it never ends.
I got it.
Never ends.
I got it.
It really doesn't. Probably giving you like a $500 risk free too. They're probably giving you big triple digit number.
$100.
Joe gets
$100.
Why not? Throw him a party. All right, let's go. Who do you want to key here in this game? Who do you want to key?
I think the Broncos are the side. This is gonna be ugly. All right, so let me go. Ready?
Yeah.
We got to make this juicy. You ready? Oh my God.
Sure.
How about Tony Franklin for 40 yards.
I mean, honestly, Joe, where do you think this stuff up in a lab? First of all, it's Troy. It's Troy Franklin.
Troy.
First of all.
I said Tony. I was thinking
Troy.
Of the kicker.
You're the encyclopedia of college football.
I haven't eaten. He played with Bo Nix in Oregon. Come on.
All right, this is going to be one of the sillier ones that we've ever done.
Well, Carver, we have. I mean, look at what we have with these guys. Marcus Tipton. Mason Tipton.
So Franklin for 40. Okay. Now, it seemed like Rattler has built a rapport with the second team, because when this Bub Means came in the game the other day, Rattler was throwing him the rock left and right. We got. Yeah, you have Bub Means involved here. How much you want to pick up for Bub? 50?
I would. Sure. All right.
I mean, they don't got a lot of options out there, Joe.
All right, let's do that. Okay. Boy, this is ugly, Carver. This is. All right,
Bub,
you ready?
Bub Means, your boy. Yeah. Who else you got?
I'm gonna do one. You ready? This one's crazy. Bo Nix 40 rushing.
Bo Nix 40 rushing. Hold on. Let me get that up. Let me find it here, Joe. I gotta go to the rushing. All right. You wanna do Bo Nix 40 rushing? That's fine.
Yeah. What are you gonna get? Bub Means.
Your boy Bub. You get Bub involved.
I gotta chill. Bub Means, guy. Right. We gotta
score. Let's do a chalky touchdown score since we went with some pretty
good. It's your call.
I think it's Kamara, right? Like, I mean, I feel like that's the chalky touchdown pick. I don't think there's anyone on the Broncos I would feel extremely comfortable about taking, but I feel like with the Saints, anything inside they get anywhere inside the 20, Joe, it's gonna be Kamara, right?
I tell you what, this is a bomb. This all a piece, 53-78.
It's about time you gave me a chance. It's about time you gave me a number I can live with.
These guys, you couldn't put these guys out of a lineup.
Troy Franklin, Bub Means, and Bo Nix and Kamara. I will say it's probably the fastest we ever put one together. We should do it like this every week. This one will probably hit too. This is the one that's going to hit.
If this one hits, I'll kiss you. Bub
Means.
Well,
that's because you're going to go, you got the 53-7. You got to remember something. There's a big difference between what I would get and what you would get. With the freebie. Now, I'm still going to play this, even though they don't give me the token anymore. But still.
As soon as I put it in, half the value already. They're giving me the cash out.
It's so bad. They've already taken it away. I mean.
Can't even cash out. Usually they keep the money in there for a couple of minutes in case you made a mistake. As soon as I put this in, they were so happy to get the money. They give me the cash out at 58.94, immediately down $42, $41.06, smashed. They couldn't wait. Oh, we got his money. He used it on
Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. They moved to the top of the sixth, Joe, at Citi Field. 2-0 Dodgers. Kopech came on for the Dodgers in the bottom of the fifth, and he shut the Mets down. I will say Vientos hit a ball to right center that looked like it had a chance. Mets have had a couple balls, Joe, hit pretty deep, but they've just kind of died in that cold October night right at the track. Those are the kind of balls, Joe, typically I would say in July probably are home runs. But on a cold October night, they're kind of dying on them. So 2-0, we'll see what they could do. I had this come across my desk as well just now, Joe. NFL road dogs of 6 or more points so far this season. Did you know they are now road dogs of 6 or more points? Road dogs. 15-2-1. 88.2%.
Love Carolina this week.
Three teams qualify this week. Carolina plus the 7.5 at Washington. Raiders plus the 6.5 at SoFi against the Rams. Titans plus the 9 in Buffalo against the Bills.
No. If the Bills allow Will Levis to come anywhere near.
Well, remember something here. And I know what you're saying. And you're right. The Bills should not allow Will Levis to do anything significant on Sunday. I don't think the Titan defense is that bad, Joe. I don't think is that bad.
Let me ask you a question. I think Bills get to 24. Titans are getting to 7.
Right. I mean, look, what I'm saying to you, I guess, is could I see that game being 17-10? Maybe. Is it completely out of the question? I mean, I would be upset. I feel like the Bills should always score more than 20 points every game.
I have a question for you.
Josh Allen. So, yeah.
And I looked at this today. I believe in the Rams getting healthier down the stretch, right? They are, Carver, listen to this number. Plus 790 to make the playoffs. Joe Burrow in Cincinnati's plus 135. Plus 790.
So give it a shot.
I am. You got to be kidding me.
You got any picks for the golf this week? They're playing in Vegas starting tomorrow. You got the Shriners out at TPC Summerlin. Yeah.
All right. I'll throw a name.
It's one of your fields. It's a field for you.
Oh, it's one of those.
Yeah.
PGA Tour. Hang on.
Bo Hoss, I got a lot of the syndicate picking Bo Hostler at 33-1 this week. A lot of people like.
I got
Bo.
My guy, 100-1.
Who's
ready?
That? Go ahead,
Neil Shipley.
Yeah, Neil got Shipley. In. Neil qualified Monday qualifier to get into the tournament. You know who I like also, Joe, this week for a top 10 and a top 20? He's been playing some good golf the last couple weeks. JoJo Highsmith has actually been playing really well.
No, I'm going to go back to my hack, Joey Bramlett.
He's Joey Bramlett? You're going to go to him, huh?
He's 120-1. How about Skins, 150-1? Can we get this
Skins,
guy?
Skins.
Is Malnati in this field?
I go scroll all the way to the bottom, and you'll probably find him. I mean, you gotta go.
Hang on. Niccolo Galletti. We got another Italian in the mix.
Malnati's 400-1 this week.
He's moving on up. The books actually think he's got a shot. He's got a shot this week. Who's this guy?
Right.
Adrian Dumont de Chareau.
Yeah, get involved with him. All right, Joe, you'll be, of course, Thursday night with the Syndicate for the Saints and the Broncos on the TV's Syndicate play. I'll see you Friday night for all the picks. We'll do the college,
got a great
the NFL,
name. Oklahoma State, BYU.
Yeah, we got, Oregon into Purdue. You got that. Duke and Florida State on Friday night.
A lot of people are putting down at the breadcrumbs that Purdue's going to upset with the kid Brown. I gave out Purdue last week. From the San Gabriel Mountains, I'm hearing.
All right, Joe. So we'll do all that on Friday night. Great job, as always, of course, by Matthias Prebel. Carver Lisi Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you on Friday on the grid.